I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Things are heating up in Pakistan, and we're not talking about the weather.
Christians are experiencing much more persecution in Pakistan, and there's a legitimate fear that the government's not going to look after the Christians, but actually accelerate this persecution.
That's Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. Thousands of religious minorities are fleeing Pakistan, but FMI is helping believers stay in the country safely. Will you pray for him?
God is drawing people to himself.
Christine just turned 4 on Saturday, July 18th. Instead of celebrating with her family is hoping she's still alive. 11 months ago, Christine was snatched from the arms of her mother by militants of Islamic State. After that, the family was deported from their hometown in Iraq. The family is receiving regular help from Open Doors through the church and its local partners. The one-year anniversary of her kidnapping is an opportunity to pray for her return. Will you join in? And Ofeo means he loves in the language of Lusoga, and that's what Every Child Ministries is displaying through its Ofeo project. A container full of supplies sent by ECM recently arrived in Uganda, which will be used by a school to bless the greater community. ECM's Bruce Coker.
We're trying to, of course, spread the love of Christ and try to help them to understand how they can have a relationship with Christ. But it's working through the school, so we're also trying to implement Christ into the classroom.
They're meeting physical and spiritual needs, but also self-sustainability. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.